Welcome to another episode of Open Science Radio. This is Konrad Förstner. The episode is part of our coverage of the Wikisite 2018 conference that took place in November 2018 in Berkeley, California, where I could meet numerous very interesting people, and some of them I could convince to talk with me in front of this microphone. If you would like to have a general introduction of the meeting, I would recommend you to listen to 134 and then start with this episode. Enjoy, have fun, and here's now the interview. All right, here's another episode from the Wikisite conference. I have two gentlemen with me who would like to talk with me about their project, but maybe we can first introduce yourself, or you can introduce yourselves.
My name is Pete Forsyth. I'm a English Wikipedian, and I run a small Wikipedia training and consulting agency called Wiki Strategies.
My name is Lane Raspberry. I'm Wikimedian in residence at the Data Science Institute at University of Virginia. I edit Wikimedia projects as Blue Raspberry.
Great. So you guys have a cool project, and maybe you can give the overview, what its aim and how it's maybe structured.
So the Newspapers on Wikipedia project, the acronym is NOW, and it's also known as Wiki Project Newspapers, which is how you can find it on Wikipedia. This is a project that was initiated by our colleague Mike Caulfield, who is a digital literacy specialist. He works for the community college system in Washington State, and he really wanted to do something that makes it easier for the general public to quickly assess whether a certain newspaper is real, whether it's been around for a long time, whether it's respected in its community, and found, you know, based in research, just that the Google Knowledge Graph will pull information from Wikipedia info boxes. So it's a very easy leverage point to improve Wikipedia articles, make sure they have a good info box, and then that information will start coming through Google and Bing searches.
How long is the project around?
Well, there's the project itself, which has been around for, I guess, about a year. But you might say that since the establishment of Wikipedia, the Wikimedia projects, people have been talking about the quality of sources, how are we going to index these things, and citations. So we're at the Wikisite conference. Mostly we've been talking about citations to academic journals, just because this is more structured data. But newspapers get cited a lot more than academic journals in Wikipedia and Wikimedia projects. So it's actually perhaps a bigger issue. This is, newspapers are where the politics are contained and what's in the popular press. But we have a lot bigger challenge to sort out the citations to newspapers than we do with academic literature.
Why do you have stronger challenges or bigger hurdles there?
There's a few reasons. There's a lot more newspapers and newspaper articles than there are academic publications. Also, academic publications are made for archiving and perpetual use, whereas newspapers traditionally are read one day. Nobody wants to read day-old news or even hour-old news. So there's an imagining that once news is old, then people don't want to access it anymore. Of course, Wikipedia has turned that around. I don't know. There is no project which uses old newspapers more than Wikipedia and Wikimedia projects. So that's made increased pressure on Wikipedia and the world to find better ways to access old newspapers.
And if I could just add, newspapers don't tend to cover each other, right? So Wikipedia's notability standards require that you have a certain amount of independently published material about a topic to write an article. And then also, even if you've cleared that notability threshold, you need sources to justify any statements you make within an article. So it's really challenging to, a newspaper could be just a cornerstone of its small community. It might only have a circulation of 800, but if it's been around for 80 years and it's the only newspaper that's published in that town, there's a lot of information that they've published that nobody else has, that's really important to a lot of people, a lot of businesses, politics, et cetera. And yet, even its larger neighbors, you know, the bigger paper in the city nearby, they might pick up their content over the years many, many times. But if they never bother to explicitly say this newspaper is an important part of its community, then Wikipedians don't really have something to cite to make that claim either. And it's not as visible to the general public, even apart from Wikipedia. It's something that's difficult for the general public to figure out unless you happen to live in that town and see it day to day.
And how is this really, really done? I mean, how many people are contributing to this, and how is this structured in a way?
Well, it's a very grassroots project. We do have a bit of funding from an individual who felt that it was an important project and who is making match for every article that's written or every info box that's added. He's donating $25 to Room to Read, which supports education in the developing world. So that's a very nice benefit, but it's not like there's sort of a big budget and a strategic plan and everything, right? So we do want to both engage existing Wikipedians and also bring in new contributors. And that has primarily been through Mike's network in the academic world. He's brought in professors and instructors at schools around the country. He's very, you know, well-networked around that. And also the Wiki Education Foundation has been helpful in that as well. So we have a pretty good mix of new and existing Wikipedia editors, and that's really helpful in like creating a dynamic where, you know, Wikipedians will tend to think of certain new ideas and approaches, and new contributors will as well. So if we have that back and forth, and your question was how many. I don't have really a ready answer to that. I think we have maybe about 30 or so people who have listed themselves as participants, but that wouldn't necessarily include, like, that might be the university instructor who's bringing their class in, and they might have a number of students that are working on articles, but they might not have actually added their name to that list. So I think more than that.
I'd like to answer that as well. So I've got a different perspective on this than Pete. And so we're at a Wiki Media Community Conference. There's about 120 people here. I don't think that there's a single paid staff person behind Wikisite. It's a lot of people's side project. And even with Wikidata and the Wikimedia projects, there's not many paid staff behind these kind of things. So Pete just said that there's about 30 people involved in this newspaper's project, but he's inside the Wikimedia community, and there is a bigger picture. So in any given month, there's about 1.5 billion devices that access Wikimedia projects. So this is the number of people who are exposed to information from newspapers that's being surfaced in Wikimedia projects. So I'm not going to say all one, let's just say a billion, you know, let's not exaggerate. Maybe like a billion of these people are reading information from these newspapers that are being cited in Wikipedia. So we're talking about like 10 to 20, 25% of the people in the world, not just people who read Wikipedia, but think about people who read Wikipedia and then talk about the news with their friends. So these people
are... Or they read the information that originated from Wikipedia in a Google Knowledge Graph.
Yes, these kind of things. Yeah. So it's the information in Wikipedia, it's Wikipedia consumers don't all go to Wikipedia. It's known and getting better known that as data gets more structured, sources like Google, Facebook, Amazon through Alexa, yes, Siri. If you ask these services information or questions, they give you information out of Wikipedia because that's where the structured data is. Yeah. And so when newspapers are cited in Wikipedia, you're getting this information, but it's challenging to know where, even though Wikipedia cites it, like why is the Wikipedia community citing these sources, and what's the reputability of these various newspapers? And when someone reads a Wikipedia article, there's metrics being triggered. So we know how many people are reading which Wikipedia articles, what kind of topics people are interested in, and where the audience attention is. I would say that anybody who's reading any information from Wikipedia, whether they go to Wikipedia, and again, that's a billion devices a month, or anywhere else, they're contributing to this project. Like, they're stakeholders in this, and it's not just that they're passive. They're actually triggering metrics that give us information that guide where everybody else's attention is going. So these 30 people, they really have outsized influence.
Right.
Maybe not a billion, but...
And there's sort of a gradient between the 30 and the billion, right?
Yes.
Right, because like even, you know, you said there's 120 people at this conference, and I think, you know, a large percentage of that have expressed interest in what we're doing, have maybe like had an idea that they said in a conference session or something that influenced what we were doing. They might not have taken the step of actually signing up as a participant, but there is sort of, and then even within Wikipedia, like if we start a big part of why we're only focusing on making short, simple articles and trying to make as many as possible, mm-hmm. because once we have one there, it's more likely that someone else is going to come along and add a little bit of information. Oh, I know that the ownership changed hands in 1985, yeah. and I know what the citation is for that. If there's already an article there, they might add it.
They could contribute.
People who also don't specifically identify as being part of our project are contributing to the work that we're doing as well over time.
I would say that's where most of the contributions come from. Like seeds get planted,
right?
Perhaps from this project or otherwise, and then people contribute and aren't even aware that they're part of something bigger.
So what would you wish if you could? What kind of development would you like to see as part of your project? Where are some limitations where you maybe have more manpower or human resources? Or what would be the developments that you're aiming for that you would like to see and that you're maybe already working on?
Well, I think there are several different pieces to that. We've come up with various things where software could be helpful. I think something that could make it easier to create complete Wikidata entries of the kind of information that we're putting in would be useful. We've been working on something to measure progress on our collection of Wikipedia articles that could be general for measuring progress on any collection of Wikipedia articles, looking at like how many footnotes were added or something like that across a collection of articles. And then also, I think the more we can be strategic about what we're adding, right? And the way that we estimate it, there are probably about 6,000 newspapers in America, and about 1,000 of them, maybe 1,500 of them have a Wikipedia article. Because of the notability threshold, we're not going to have 6,000 Wikipedia articles, but we could get to a point where, I think if we had a 1,000 more, we'd probably be pretty close to like what's kind of needed. And even some of the smaller papers, maybe they at least belong in a list or something like that. Maybe not their own whole article, but a sentence or two in an article about newspapers from that county or something might be worthwhile. And then, of course, this is all just newspapers in the U.S. So to be extending to other countries, to other language editions of Wikipedia would be really worthwhile. And then also to extend that, we're specifically looking at just newspapers, but if we could also do this for broadcast media, if we could also do this for specific journalists or get, more granular information about specific news stories, especially big ones that kind of span years or decades, it could be like the core of something really worthwhile to get a lot of structured and accessible data that's both machine readable and human friendly, that kind of helps us understand the news broadly.
There's so many different areas into which we can develop, and since we're a volunteer community, the development goes in the directions of any individual's personal interest. It's rather unusual for a group of people to get together under a common cause, be organized for a while, and do Wikimedia projects. That's what's happening with these 30 people in this Wiki Project newspapers. But this isn't the norm. Most of Wikimedia gets developed with one person having an interest. Like, for example, maybe a typical case is someone interested in their own community. They might find out what are the local papers in my community, and they want to write about their community. So it already happens on Wikipedia that such people might make entries for their newspaper. Pull a few articles. Maybe they're not interested even in the entirety of the newspaper. Maybe they're just interested in one topic of coverage in the newspaper, say, I don't know, the history of a park or the history of politics in their community. And some of these aren't... Pete's kind of mentioned the regionality of newspapers. There's actually all kinds of newspapers. You might have a newspaper about labor relations, right, or a newspaper about race, like a Hispanic community or... Something that
women's suffrage.
These kind of things. Whatever the social issue of the time is.
Yeah, and actually, I think equity is really an important area that this project intersects with. Anything related to media really does, right? So I think on the one hand, you could look at a project like ours and you could say, well, we've chosen to focus on newspapers in the United States, but broadly on Wikipedia, a much bigger gap would be like newspapers in Africa. There may be places where we could be doing work that is sort of more important from at a global scale. But on the other hand, you could look at what we're doing and say, if we're trying to write articles about every significant newspaper in the United States, that might mean that there are LGBT focused newspapers or women's newspapers or, you know, newspapers that serve underserved communities that are neglected on Wikipedia, and we're filling those gaps, right? So we're sort of like there, like you could kind of cast a project like ours as being kind of progressive in filling those gaps or as working against them, depending on what perspective you're looking at it from. And, you know, I would really think like by establishing a model, hopefully in the, like overall, we can be moving things in the right direction, because once there's a solid example of how to do it with US newspapers, then it might be easier to design a project around African newspapers or someplace that's less served.
If somebody would like to contribute now to your project, where should he or she start?
The main thing is to just do a search for Wiki Project Newspapers on Wikipedia or on Google. I think we'll take you right there. We have a few pages there. They're sort of collaboration pages. You can add your name to the list of participants. And if you do that, hopefully one of us will notice pretty soon and come along and introduce ourselves. And by browsing around through those pages, you can probably find the part that's of most interest. If you already are an active Wikipedia editor, you shouldn't have too much trouble finding a way to fit in with that. If you're new to Wikipedia, please, you know, be more outspoken in your interest. You know, find us on Twitter or you know, shoot us an email or a message on Wikipedia or something, and we'd be happy to find a way to get you involved.
Great. Have we forgotten to talk about anything, any topic that you would like to cover regarding your project?
I'll say one more thing. So why this is timely?
Yeah.
There's Wiki Project Newspaper. So someone had the idea to establish it, Michael. He's been the driving force behind this. But there's other people who suddenly came to some kind of realization that now's the time to engage more with citations, which is why this WikiCite conference came to be, because people are being more concerned about this. Something else that happened in 2008 was that suddenly tech companies said that they were getting information from Wikipedia.
Yeah, 2018,
yes, this year, the current year. So Google announced earlier that when someone on YouTube was talking about politics, they expressed an intention to link back to Wikipedia articles to put the politics in the user-uploaded YouTube video into the context of whatever the Wikipedia community has discussed and curated in a Wikipedia article. And it's become better known that Amazon's Alexa service and Apple's Siri service are pulling from Wikipedia. They've also made comments about fake news. This is something that is being discussed a lot. And these corporate companies, these entities, they said that their strategy for maintaining quality control in their own walled gardens would be to use the Wikipedia community as fact checkers, as if we have the resources and capacity to solve all their problems. But whatever the case, and this is quite unusual in this time, because the historical context is that the last generation has said that Wikipedia is not reputable, its quality is too low. A lot of people have said, why don't you use the higher quality, more easily accessible alternative to Wikipedia, without naming what that is. Of course, it doesn't exist.
Or if it does exist, it might not be nearly as granular as Wikipedia, right? If there is a more trusted encyclopedia, it might have an entry on the New York Times, it might have an entry on the Washington Post, but it's not going to have an entry on the State and Mail. It's not going to have an entry on
absolutely.
You know,
yeah. So, Wikipedia is the only option. So there's all these people having all these conversations. Mm-hmm. I think this Wiki Project Newspapers is one of the more interesting and well-formed proposals. But here and there, in the United States, around the world, people are more concerned about news, and Wikipedia and the Wikimedia projects are an outlet for them to express how they feel.
And I think, you know, related to that, I think something that is really special and that I really appreciate about the Wikimedia community is that when we start a project like this and kind of plant a flag, it's not a thing that we need to defend and attract people necessarily to working within our way of seeing things. One of the big advantages to doing this work and putting the word out about it is that we've started to hear from you know, a group in Australia that for several years has been working on Wikipedia articles about Australian newspapers. Just yesterday, someone came up to me and talked about his project on Indian newspapers, and that other people might be working on U.S. newspapers. There might be overlap. And unlike a lot of places in the world, we don't primarily see this as competition. We get excited when we find out about this and find, because it means that there are opportunities to reduce our workload and eliminate, you know, any kind of redundancy in what we're doing. So in a conference like this is a perfect place for stuff like that to happen.
Yeah. So I guess it's time to go back and do a little bit of hacking, huh?
Thanks so much for talking
about
this.
Thank you much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.